No better feeling than running on grass.
Now that's, it's nothing like that. Running on that natural grass. Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Great.
That's the first grade I got all day. What's your name?
Samaya.
Can you spell it for me?
S.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's so much fun for me, you know? I mean, when you can just kind of go and just have that interaction with those kids, you know, and just make them see that you're just a normal person just like them. You know, you grew up the same way that they did.
What about you? You been good this year?
Yes.
You got a long Christmas list?
Just as far as me kind of establishing that relationship in the community, you know, that I'm just an everyday guy, you know, who happens to catch passes on Sunday.
It's too early to say that Allen Robinson is back. Way too early. But he is well down the road to return and rounding new bends, which has the Jaguars cautiously optimistic about number 15 in 2018.
There's definitely some growing pains throughout the process, you know, but again, it just feels good to be able to start being able to do some more active things like jogging, running, jumping, and things like that. So, I mean, I'm starting to get back in the groove of things, you know, again, trusting it each and every day more and more.
It would seem that watching his team and his teammates on their road to the playoffs might have been as painful to Robinson as the injury itself. Instead, he found his own way to revel in the moment and be a part of the ride.
Seeing how crazy it was on Bay Street, you know, all the fans out there, the Buffalo Bills fans, you know, pulling into the lot, you know, you see so much traffic into the stadium that I've never saw before.
The park is packed. Everbank Field, not a seat to be had.
We came here to change the culture and be able to say we're playing a wild card game here, stadium sold out. You know, that's what we came here for. And as an organization, as a team, we were able to accomplish that.
Felt good, though. It felt good to be back running on something soft. Felt real good.
Robinson's return in the fall is more than just simple arithmetic. There's a complex formula ahead, contract negotiations. And while Robinson waits for news on what will be a life-changing deal, he stays focused, task at hand.
I think that I've been able to kind of mentally compartmentalize those things in itself, you know, to be able to say that it's a business.
Robinson would have to have superhuman strength to be able to completely blot out the contract that he's worked for since he arrived in Jacksonville, since he played at Penn State. He's strong, but not that strong.
You know, I've talked to guys like Kalash, you know, and he's kind of, you know, explained to me, you know, certain things that how the free agency process works, you know, and some other guys across the league as well. You know, I mean, it's a exciting time in a sense to where it's a lot going on. You know, it's one of those things where it's just a kind of an excitement of, you know, you don't really know what's next.
What's next for Robinson is the present moment, the business of getting physically ready to play in the fall. Not far behind is the business that will decide his future in football and beyond.